supporters of the Houston Tigers are
Bailey Chevrolet, GMC in Willow Springs, CHC Home Center, Medlocks Body Shop, Progressive Ozark Bank, Saber Grill and Barbecue in Houston, Sounds Gone Mad, and State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby.
Let's go on location for tonight's contest. It's the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Green and King!
Good evening. This is the Houston Tigers football pregame show. It's week 4, and the Tigers are 3-0 coming into tonight. Last week, Houston had a solid effort taking down rival Salem Tigers. They won that one 32-6. Tonight, the Tigers are at home for their first home game of the season, and it's homecoming night as the Tigers take on the Kabul Bulldogs. We'll have the kickoff for you in just a few minutes. First, we'd like to thank our sponsors for bringing you all the games this season. Bailey Chevrolet, CHC Home Center, Medlocks Body Shop, Progressive Ozark Bank, Saver Grill and Barbecue, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, and Sounds Gone Mad. Houston has had 3 great games to start off the season. Here we are in the 4th week of high school football, and the Tigers show no signs of slowing down. The offense has put on a show the past 3 games with a good showing by the defense, so Houston's playing all around good football. Salem was Houston's first conference test, and despite a quick score by Salem, Houston defense played well in the second half and held them to 1 touchdown, as they have for 3 straight weeks. Houston has been able to win without throwing the ball all that often and instead create openings to punch the ball through on the ground. It's worked for them. We'll see what they draw up against the Bulldogs tonight. Offensively last week, Houston rushed for 308 yards on 54 carries with just under 6 yards per carry as a team. Anthony Carroll and Dakota James, as they are every week, were key factors in the Houston offense. Carroll had 21 carries for... Good evening. This is the Houston Tigers football pregame show. It's week 4, and the Tigers are 3-0 coming into tonight. Last week, Houston had a solid effort taking down rival Salem Tigers. They won that one 32-6. Tonight, the Tigers are at home for their first home game of the season, and it's homecoming night as the Tigers take on the Kabul Bulldogs. We'll have the kickoff for you in just a few minutes. First, we'd like to thank our sponsors for bringing you all the games this season. Bailey Chevrolet, CHC Home Center, Medlocks Body Shop, Progressive Ozark Bank, Saver Grill and Barbecue, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, and Sounds Gone Mad. Houston has had 3 great games to start off the season. Here we are in the 4th week of high school football, and the Tigers show no signs of slowing down. The offense has put on a show the past 3 games with a good showing by the defense, so Houston's playing all around good football. Salem was Houston's first conference test, and despite a quick score by Salem, Houston defense played well in the second half and held them to 1 touchdown, as they have for 3 straight weeks. Houston has been able to win without throwing the ball all that often and instead create openings to punch the ball through on the ground. It's worked for them. We'll see what they draw up against the Bulldogs tonight. Offensively last week, Houston rushed for 308 yards on 54 carries with just under 6 yards per carry as a team. Anthony Carroll and Dakota James, as they are every week, were key factors in the Houston offense. Carroll had 21 carries for 113 yards. James had 112 yards on 18 carries for just over 6 yards a carry. Wyatt Hughes has been carrying the ball a lot, and he had 10 carries for 42 yards. Zach Williams chipped in with 33 yards on 4 carries, and Malachi Morgan had an 8-yard carry as well. Hughes had 2 completions on 5 attempts and threw for 28 yards. James had 4 touchdowns on the night, and Carroll had 1 with Hughes scoring on a 2-point conversion try. The team's defense controlled the second half. Senior Harold Lassiter had 8 tackles. Anthony Carroll had 5. Casey Merkling and Malachi Morgan each had 4 tackles. 44 tackles as a team last week, and a strong showing in the second half kept Salem at bay for Houston's first win in Salem in a lot of years. Gary Lee talked with Coach Sloan on the Coach's Show about the game last week.
Congratulations on another nice victory. Man, that's got to feel pretty good.
It does. You know, it's been a long time coming. It's been 2008 since got off to a 3-0 start. And, you know, I've been on the other end of that, so I know what that side of it feels like. And, you know, it's good definitely to be off to a good start to start the year.
Well, and, you know, going to Salem and getting a win, that's even better, right?
Yeah. I mean, you remember back to the Shugart days of when they were just so dominant and they had all the sirens lasted all game long and the 70-0s and things like that. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I think some of our kids figured up it'd been 43 or so years since Houston had won at Salem.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just as a player, that's what I remember. It was just always such a tough place to play in the atmosphere and the sirens and the people just standing on top of you. And, I don't know, that's what I remember as a player, just the crazy atmosphere. And, you know, when I was young in my coaching career going, I believe it was first round of playoffs, second round of playoffs, when them and Mountain Grove would hook up when Coach Aaron and Coach Wyatt were at Mountain Grove. And, I mean, the crazy atmosphere. It was standing room only all the way around the track. And, I mean, that's what I remember as a young guy and as a player. And it's such a tough place to play. So to go over there and to win, you know, that's pretty cool. When it's over, you kind of look around, just soak it all in because, man, I wasn't even born the last time that Houston won over there, so let's soak it up and enjoy it a little bit.
Well, take us through it. I mean, you guys, you know, kind of took care of business early, but, you know, how did it all get rolling?
You know, the third play of the game, we broke a 50-some-yard touchdown, and it got called back for holding our – we've been harping on our receivers a little bit to do a better job blocking in the run game. And, you know, I can't fault the kid. I mean, he was trying like everything and did a good job. But when the ball gets by you, you know, just stop. So shortly thereafter, we were ended up able to score again. And I don't know, at halftime, it was 20 to 6 or something along those lines, 26-6, something like that. We did have two touchdowns called back due to penalties, and then, I don't know, for the first time all year, we turned the ball over. I think we had 5 or 6 turnovers, and, you know, if you can turn the ball.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Well, Friday night football, we're here in Houston, homecoming night. I'm Jared Holden, and your Houston Tigers are set to take on the Kabul Bulldogs here. Houston Tigers, 3-0, Bulldogs. Into this week 4, 1-2. Here's the kick, old squid kick picked up and down there at the 45 to start it off. Good homecoming crowd here tonight. And Dakota James with the cover recovery there for the Tigers. Tigers set to take over here on the 45. Tigers working the ball from right to left on your radio dial, and the Bulldogs in their blue helmets, white uniforms, blue pants, Houston, and they're all black. Here on the near half, a little bit of confusion. Flag is thrown there on the snap. For the first possession of the game, and the Tigers will get reset. Rule called for offside. Moves us up to the 50. Penalty on the first possession. Here's the snap for the Tigers as they get set on the motion. There's a snap, drops back, hands it off to James. James tackled there behind the line of scrimmage, and he's tackled there at the Tiger logo. And Bulldogs are there waiting for him on the handoff. That'll bring up second down on a loss of one on the play. Second and 6 from the 49. From midfield, here's the snap for the Tigers. Hughes drops back to pass. Miss Williams was the target there in midfield. Incomplete as Williams drops it on the ground, passes just behind him. Brings up third and six from the Tigers 49. Less than 1 minute here into the first quarter as Tigers get set at midfield. Here's the snap. Hand off to James right up the middle, and he'll pick up about three. Go to James. James. Carrying the ball a lot for the Tigers this year. Picks up four. Fourth and two. Tigers with a snap, handed off again. Run it up the middle. And we'll see if that's good enough for a first down. They'll tackle right there at the 45. And Hughes keeps the ball. Enough for a first down. We've got 30 and 10 from the Kabul 47. And Hughes with the pickup. Here's the snap. First and 10. Hand off to James on the far side. Rolls out. Tackled well behind the line of scrimmage. Around the 49-yard line. And that'll be a loss as the Bulldogs got to him. Couldn't find his way through. That'll bring up second down. Second and 14. From the far half, here's the snap for Houston. Takes the handoff. Hughes keeps it and drops back to throw in the middle. And ball's going to be dropped. Deflected off of the little player. And it lands behind the line of scrimmage. That brings up third down from Kabul's 47. Third and 14 to go for Houston. Not moving the ball as easily as they normally do so far here early in the first quarter. As they spread out, get set. James in motion. Hughes keeps it. Runs here to the near side. Runs through. Finds an opening. Gets it up to the 39. Hughes able to find a hole. And he moves it up to the 39. Bring up fourth down and five. So a nice pickup. Not quite enough for a first down. See if the Tigers can convert here. From midfield. Here's a snap for Houston. Hughes takes the handoff, rolls to the far side. Looks to throw. It's going to be no good. That'll be a turnover on downs for the Tigers. And the Bulldogs will get set to take over. They'll have it from their own 39 as Houston turns it over there on the first possession of the game. Tigers really looking to rack it up early like they normally do. Not able to do it there. Here's the snap from the far side for the Bulldogs, taking over, working the ball from left to right. Bulldogs drop back. They'll launch it. They'll take it all the way in for a Bulldog touchdown on the first play. Possession for Kabul. Fleetwood Going. And the touchdown for the Bulldogs. Houston just wasn't ready for that on the toss from Tyler Fleetwood. The trick play to the running back, and they were able to score early. Well-designed play by Coach Fittler. And a two-point conversion attempt is just stopped short of the goal line. 6-0 is our score early. 3 minutes into the first quarter of this homecoming game in Houston. Bulldogs lead it off the little trick play and deep throw down the field, and oh, he ran it about 40 yards in for the touchdown. Tigers gonna have to draw something up here, put some points on the board, and contain Kabul. He really is looking to control the passing game of the Bulldogs and start producing on offense. Mitchell gets set in the backfield for the Tigers. He returns. Kick for Kabul and go out of bounds at around the 36. Flag was thrown. The ball went out of bounds around the 36-yard line. And right around there, the ref threw the penalty flag. As Houston talks things over. Well, Houston will take over. They mark it at the 38. Here's the first play of this possession as they run it. Up the middle, stopped around the 35. Dakota James is the carry. Brings up second down for Houston. Second and 10. Here's the handoff. They run it up the middle again. Or tack. Keep tackled. Down the 44. Anthony Carroll with the carry. Brings up third. Down on the 4 yard. 6 yard pickup for Carroll. Third and four. Snap from the far side. Offense in motion. Here's the snap by the Tigers. Handed off to James. James rolls out far side. Going to be tackled around the 50. Brings up first and 10 for Houston. Nice. Pick up for James as they mark it on the 49. Tigers with the snap. Handoff up the middle to Carroll. Carroll stopped short near the line of scrimmage. And that'll bring up second down. Second and 12 off the 2-yard loss. Houston back on their side of the 50. Here's the set up midfield. Hand off, up the middle. Was fumbled as Hughes comes back up with it. Brings it up to the 49 on Kabul territory. Third and 10. Six to play in the first quarter. Houston breaks their huddle as Arthur gets set here on the near side. Houston offense spreads out. The snap. Hughes looks to throw. Sacked in the backfield. Hughes couldn't see the man coming up behind him, and he was brought down at the 43. Houston 43, fourth down. Full defense really containing the Tigers right now, giving them all kinds of struggles here early. Here's the punt for the Tigers. Lands about the 40. And let's just say the 30. It'll be down right there. And that's where Kabul will take over here momentarily. Five to play here in the first quarter. As both teams will head to the sideline to talk over. Well, good games happening over in Ava tonight. Liberty Eagles and the Ava Bears. Gary Lee with the call over on 96.9. The Fox Eagles are 3-0 rolling into week four. They're really looking strong. Ava down one player, Hunter Adams. They're 2-1. Ava always finds a way to win, but we'll pass those scores along for you. Willow Springs Bears, 2-1. They're playing Mount Vernon tonight in Mount Vernon. Marty and Larry Spence have that game on 100.3 KUKU. Arlen Hutchison has the call. The West Plains Zizzers over in Rolla tonight on 102.5 KDY. Zizzers are 3-0. And Salem is down at Thayer's homecoming tonight. We'll try to pass the scores along to you as this game progresses. But here, we're 6-0 as the Kabul Bulldogs are leading the Tigers here in the first quarter. 5 to play. 1st and 10 as Kabul takes over on their own 30. On the far hash, here's the snap for the Bulldogs. Houston defense gets set. Rolls here to the near side. Harold Lassiter in the backfield for the also in the tackle for Houston. Oh, they hand it off and look to run here to the near side. Gates and Lasker for their wedding. From midfield, here's the snap for Kabul. Hand it off. Run it up the middle. There's a flag on the play. A couple flags. Like for both sides. Fleetwood carries the ball for Kabul. that. We're holding for Kabul, both penalties, either side, offset. It's second and 11 from the Bulldogs' 29-yard line here in midfield. Throw on the near side is going to be dropped. Pass was intended for Evan Kuntz, wide receiver for the Bulldogs. Third and 11 for Kabul. Tigers trying to get a stop, put some points on the board before the first quarter ends. Here's the snap for Houston, or for Kabul. He'll drop back. Looks to throw on the far side. It's going to be caught. Around the 48. Pass. Was intended and caught by Fleetwood. Bulldogs able to get a first down, and they'll set up on their own 48. First and 10 for Kabul. As the whistle blows on the snap. Tigers called for offsides. It'll be a 5-yard penalty. First and 5 from Houston 47. Kabul in the far hatch. As they fake the handoff, looks to pass. Runs it here to the near side. Throws and going to be incomplete. Kabul player down on the field. Looks like he's got a hurt knee. Hasn't got up yet. They go over and check on him. The rollout pass and was incomplete. That's 2 and 4 on completion. Throwing the ball tonight for Kabul. Bulldogs really like to throw the ball quite a bit. Houston has to find a way to defend that from the air as they try to do so. Old Kabul player is up and limping off to the sidelines now. Either a ankle or hurt knee. He's going to go sit down. That was number 10, Seth Owen, junior wide receiver, defensive back for the quarterback action. That last rollout and incomplete pass. Second and 5 from the Tigers 47. Here's a handoff up the middle. He's brought down around the 45. Tyler Fleetwood, junior running back for Kabul, carries the ball a lot for the Bulldogs. Picks up 2, third and 5. Bulldogs looking good on both sides of the ball as Houston tries to contain. Atkins draws back a run here on the near side. He's brought down around the 40. As James is in on the tackle. And wide Hughes. Bulldogs get a new set of downs from the 39. Three to play in the first quarter from the near half. Here's the snap for the Bulls. Atkins takes it up the middle. Dodges a man, and he'll run here to the near side. Spin move. He'll run out of bounds. So fancy footwear. Worked there by Trey Atkins. And he was able to get through up to the 25. Houston calls the timeout. We'll take a quick break, too. 6-0 here in Houston as the Bulldogs lead it early. You're listening to Houston Tigers football on Q94.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
And welcome back. 2:40 to play here in the first quarter off the snap by Kabul. First down from their own 25. Bulldogs carry it. Tigers will bring him down on the 4-yard pickup. Second and six. Texas County battle tonight. Houston Tigers and the Kabul Bulldogs. Bulldogs lead it early, 6-0. Here from the far half, they get set up second and six from the 22. Here's the snap for Kabul. Bulldogs have been able to throw the ball and move it well tonight. Handoff, run up the middle, tackled around the 20. Got a 2-yard pickup for Kabul. Gates and Merkling in with the tackle for Houston, and third and three from the 18. Here's the setup from the far side. Hand it off, run up the middle again. He's going to be brought down near the line of scrimmage. Casper with the carry for Kabul. Brings up fourth down for Kabul. Fourth and one. 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Tigers need a stop. From the far side. And whistle blown. Flag before the snap. Encroachment. Called against Houston. Moves them up 5 yards. Exactly what the Tigers wanted to avoid. Getting into penalty trouble here early. And to the advantage of the Bulldogs. Here's the snap and run. It's in for a touchdown. Bulldogs ran it right in. Off the handoff. Right up the middle. Fleetwood gets the carry. For the ball. Tigers unable to contain him. Finds a hole. And runs right through it. 12-0. As Kabul is finding all of Houston's weaknesses right now. two-point conversion attempt is no good. So that'll be where Tigers take hope, 12-0 is our score here in the first quarter. 35 seconds on the clock as both teams talk it over. The Tigers get set to try and answer. Tigers' first three games of the season have not had any trouble. They really have to get something going here and get some points on the board. Last week, Kabul lost to Willow Springs, 44-22. They were hungry for a win, and Tigers trying to keep that from happening. That's the kickoff. Atkins with the kickoff for the Bulldogs. There's the kick. Quick kick. Covered by Carroll. On the 45. And that'll be first and 10 for Houston from decent field position to start us off. Third possession here for the Tigers. We'll see what they can do with 34 seconds on the clock in the first quarter. Near half here for Houston. Working the ball right to left. There's the snap off the line, handoff. We brought down around the 49 as they run it up the middle. James with the carry. They'll mark it at the 49, so brings up second down. That'll do it for the first quarter. See if they can get off one more snap. Nearly an offside for the Bulldogs. They'll hold it for the end of the first quarter. As the Bulldogs lead at 12-0 heading into the second quarter, Tigers trying to draw something up. Do put some points on the board. They have it with possession, second and six. We'll take a break and be right back with second quarter action. You're listening to Houston Tigers football on Q94.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
And welcome back as the Tigers hand it off to start off the second quarter. And James with the carry is going to be tackled around the 45 here on the near side. As the Tigers switch sides, working ball now left to right. Good enough for a first down. First and 10 from the 40. Four, therefore the Tigers off the pickoff there, the handoff there, and by James. Here's the handoff as Carroll runs to the far side, penalty flag, as he's tackled around the 40. And we'll see what the call was. Holding is going to go against the Tigers. Tigers. Would have picked up about 4 yards. We're going to move it back. 5, 10 off the 5 off the penalty. Go off the penalty. 10-yard penalty, 1st and 15. Here's the snap handoff by the Tigers. They brought down near the line of scrimmage. As James carries the ball for Houston. No gain on the play. From the 48 in the far half, here's the snap for Houston as they run it again on the far side. Hughes keeps it. Brings up 3rd and 9 for Houston. From the 43. Houston with the snap as Hughes drops back to throw. Here's the pass midfield. Williams catches it on the touchdown Tigers. Houston finally put some points on the board. That was actually Caden Crawford. Tied in for the Tigers. Caught it right in the midfield. Ran a nice route. And was able to dodge a couple of cool players and get it here in the end zone on the near side. A nice run, and that's exactly what the Tigers needed to do to start off this possession here early in the second quarter. Here's the two-point conversion attempt for the Tigers. They'll get it in. 8-12. Is our score here in Houston on homecoming night. Tigers trailing the Bulldogs, but they just answer there. 8 points on the board. Well-designed drive there for Houston, and it's productive. Nice run by Crawford. That's his first touchdown of the season. Tight end junior there for Houston. As the Tigers get set to contain Kabul, as Kabul takes over. Oh, the Bulldog gets set to return. As the Tigers get set here for the kick. Thank you. 12-8, our score, 9:48 to play here in the half. As Tigers get set here for the kick, here's the turn. It's going to be caught in the backfield by the Bulldogs. They'll run it up on the far side. And Tigers are there for him. Right there to get him. And tackle him. Good guy of the 20, Harold Lasker, is waiting. Gets the tackle for the Tigers. And he'll end up marking him on the 25. Both first and 10 from the far side. On a long field for Kabul. There's the snap run up the middle. He breaks free, and he's running on the far side, brought down around the Houston's 45. On the far side, Fleetwood got the handoff and ran right through. James finally was able to catch up to him. Placed it on the 44. Big run there for Kabul. And their second play of the drive. There's the snap from the far side. Fakes the handoff, runs it up the middle. Atkins. Flag on the play as he's brought down around the 40. So Kabul gets that penalty call, holding. As the Tigers finally catch a break. Well, the first solo penalty for Kabul. Makes it first and 20. As Kabul takes some time out. Well, it's 9 to play in the half. Houston's last drive successful off the throw midfield completion by Hughes to Caden Crawford, the tight end, and he runs it in for a touchdown. 2-point conversion attempt was good for the Tigers. And that's how they've got their 8 points so far. 12-8 our score. The Bulldogs were able to get a couple of touchdowns early. And all in the first quarter. As old James, well, head back out after the cool timeout. 10-yard penalty on Bulldog. First and 20 from their own 46. Houston, good chance to contain the Bulldogs' offense. Off the penalty, and here's the snap from the far side. Atkins runs it off the middle, brought down around the 49. Just inside of Tigers territory. Second and 15. From midfield for Kabul. Tigers defense working hard to get that stop. Try to go into halftime with a lead. There's the snap by Kabul is going to be brought down the backfield. Back in Kabul territory. As Fleetwood was tackled, Darrell Laster in on the tackle for Houston. Eden Gates also in on the tackle. From the 47, third down. Third and 19 to go. Tigers set on the far side. Here's the snap for Kabul. They get up to the line of scrimmage. Bulldog. Spread out on the far side here. Flag on the play. Awesome snap. As Atkins is set to roll out. And they'll do it again. As that'll move them back to the 42. As off the penalty, 5-yard penalty goes against Kabul, moves them back 5 yards, third and 24. Here's the snap. Atkins drops back, throws there on the far side. Tigers try and bring him down. They finally do around the 40. As there was a flag thrown after the play, James in on the tackle. And I believe that flag was after the right after the tackle by James. So that will go against Houston. Huge penalty. As Tigers are called for a personal foul. They're after the play. From Houston, 45. As it's fourth down. And here's the punt for Kabul. Back almost to the end zone. And that's where it'll be brought down, just shy of the goal line from about the 2-yard line. That's where the Tigers will take over. 6:41 to go in the half. Tigers trail the Kabul Bulldogs 8-12 at the moment. Bulldogs able to score early. Tigers have held them here in the second quarter. Tigers trying to answer now with a long way to go to score before the half. First and 10 from the Tigers' 2-yard line. Here's the snap. The run on the far side off the trick handoff. And he's going to get up to about the 20 as he runs out of bounds. That's Wyatt Hughes with the carry. Pickup for Wyatt Hughes and the Houston Tigers. Hughes able to get the ball up as he ends up running out of bounds. They mark it around the 15, but a good pickup there for Houston. Hughes runs the ball along for the Tigers. And he does go again there as Tigers' offense starting to come alive here in the first half of the game. Well, 6.5 to play here in the half. Homecoming night here in Tiger Stadium. And a good crowd on hand to watch this battle between two Texas County teams. Tigers Tigers have 8 on the board as Bulldogs lead us from 12-8. Bulldogs with the possession here before final 6 minutes of the half. Here's the snap for the Tigers on the far side. And he's going to be brought down. Short gain, if any. James with the carry. Second and 9 for Houston. Second and 9 from the Houston 12. Here's the snap as they run the ball again, right off the middle. Hughes and Hughes carries the ball. A couple penalty flags on the play. Brings up third down. Face mask is going to be called against the Bulldogs. That moves us up to about the 22. Two-yard line for the Tigers. Their own, in their own territory, 2nd and 3. Here's the snap rollout on the near side. Hand off to as the flag just called, James was the military on the near side. As James got the handoff, rolled here to the near side, would have got up to about the 30. So that penalty goes against Houston. Moves them back. Houston has to watch those penalties as they're at a big disadvantage now on the holding call. Back to the 11. Here's the 2nd down for the Tigers. 2nd and 15 from their own 11. Here's the snap from center field. Here's the throw by Hughes to the midfield, and he's going to be brought down and pick up Williams with the catch and the run as he's brought down with 4 to go up to the 22 for Williams and the Tigers. Here's the 3rd down for Houston. Now, rolling up here on the near side. He runs out of bounds. Around the 35. Hughes kept the ball. The Tigers get a 1st down. 4 to go in the half. Tigers try to score and take the lead. We'll see if they can do it from the 36, 1st and 10 for Houston. Overcoming the penalty setback, get a new set of downs. 1st and 10 from the near half for Houston. As they hand it off, run it up the middle. James with a carry brought down just shy of the 40. Picked up 4. And a pick up off the run play for Houston. Second and 7. Here's James with the snap for Houston. Hughes hands it off. They run it up the middle again. James with the carry. Will be a penalty. Bulldogs get called for a face mask. And Houston gets the advantage of that penalty call again. Both teams trading penalties right now. Bulldogs have been called for 2 or 3. Houston's been called for a few as well, and that'll move about 5 yards. Second and 1. Tigers have a great chance to convert here on second down from the 45. 3.5 to play in the half. Tigers with the snap as Williams is in motion. Gets the handoff on the rolls out on the far side. It's going to run. Gets it up to about the Bulldogs 45. That's enough for a first down. Atkins in on the carry for the Bulldogs. So up to the Bulldogs 45-yard line. Tigers, first and 10. Nice run by the Tigers. Offense is starting to click here in front of this homecoming crowd, and the crowd is really starting to get into it. Here's the run by Hughes up the middle. He's going to pick up a good gain for the Tigers. As the Bulldogs call a timeout, that'll be all the way up to the 34-yard line. Off the keeper by Hughes. And a good run. First and 10 for Houston as they get set. From Kabul's 34, 11-yard pickup for the Tigers. Coach Spittler and the Bulldogs try to talk something over to contain this Houston offense as they're starting to roll. 12-8 our score. Let's see if the Tigers can change that. Coming out of the timeout right before the half. Well, the Mizzou Tigers are at Perot Field tomorrow, trying to avenge last week's loss against Kansas State. They'll be taking on Abilene Christian. We'll kick off at 11 a.m. Pre-game at 9. We'll have that game for you from the Mizzou Radio Network right here on Q94. Well, our Tigers set up on the 34-yard line, first and 10. Here's the snap. Hughes with the keeper as he runs it up the middle. That's a second down for Houston. Six-yard pickup for the Tigers. Here's the snap. They're running up the middle again. Up to about the 19. James with the carry. Casper and Fleetwood in with the tackle for Kabul. As Houston gets another first down. So 2 to play in the half, first and 10. Houston offense starting to look really good. Here's the handoff. Brought down around the line of scrimmage. Hughes carrying the ball. They'll lose one on that play. Brings up second and 11. There's the snap. Hughes looks to throw. Short to throw. The game here on the near side. Runs. And he trips and stumbles. 1-1 could have been a touchdown run. Gets the ball up to about the 15. They'll mark it on the 16-yard line. Nice short complete pass by Hughes to James. If it wasn't for tripping there around the 20, he'd have made it to the end zone. Third and 7 from the 16. Here's the snap for Houston. As Hughes keeps it. Runs up the middle. Finds a hole. And he's going to be in side the 5-yard line. First and down for Houston. Great chance to score. If the Tigers can convert here on this first and goal. Nice. 11-yard pickup there for the Tigers. As a timeout. Now Kabul struggling to stop the Houston offense. Momentum has shifted. Tigers are fully in control of this game right now and will look to take the lead here as they come out of the timeout. Well, the Tigers are set. The ball comes out of the timeout. Houston really coming alive right now. That'll be first and goal from the 4. Here's the snap from the far half for Houston. In motion, James with a handoff, far side, rolls out. We brought down shy of the goal line. And they will mark him inside the 5 at about the 4 around the line. And Houston calls the timeout. 29 seconds on the clock. Second and 4. Tigers offense really starting to get going here before the half. And that's just the shot in the arm that the Tigers needed to head into the locker room and get things set to go for the second half. As they try to stop Atkins' arm and the Bulldog pass kick. Both teams out of the timeout. Houston, second and 4. Houston with a great chance to add to their 8 points right here, and they do it. Touchdown, Tigers. off the run and up the middle. Wyatt Hughes with the carry for the Tigers. Hughes ran right up the middle. 14-12 is our score pending a two-point conversion attempt by the Tigers. Tigers take the lead before the half. Let's see what they can get done here with 25 seconds on the clock. Here's the attempt. And it's going to be no good as Hughes drops back to throw. And he tackled in the backfield. The Bulldogs don't have long to answer back before the half. Now the Tigers lead at 14-12. Off the touchdown run by Houston on the keeper by Wyatt Hughes. Houston looking really good here in the second quarter. Scored all of their points here in the second quarter as they had a slow start. They got things kind of calmed down and they're really rolling now. Well, the Bulldogs will get set to return here with not a lot of time on the clock. Kick for the Tigers. As Ashton is set to return for Kabul. Gonna be caught. Ashton runs up. Tigers finally can bring him down around the 30. Under 20 to play here in the half. As gets in with the tackle for Houston. As Kabul takes possession. First and 10 from the 30. Houston defense spread out to accommodate Kabul's spread out offense. Here's the pass and or handoff up the middle, and he's going to be brought down around the 32. Short gain for Kabul. And that's going to do it for the first half. Time expired. Well, the Tigers lead this one 14-12. Here on this homecoming night, Texas County battle between the Houston Tigers and the Kabul Bulldogs. Tigers will start things over during halftime. Bulldogs will do the same, try to come up with something to answer back to the Tigers' offense. Tigers gained momentum there in the second quarter and have done a good job containing the Kabul offense and have had some production on the offensive side of the ball as well. And that is our score at the half, 14-12. Stick around for the halftime show. We will give you an update and update the scores around the area. But we will take a short break. You're listening to Houston Tigers football from Tiger Stadium. You're listening right here on Q94.